Even though the federal energy bill stalled in the U.S. Senate Friday, the fight isn't over. Wisconsin Citizens Utility Board Director Charlie Higley says that bill could make approval of the Arrowhead Weston line from Duluth to Wausau a done deal. For the first time, it gives the federal government eminent domain in states deemed vulnerable to energy shortages.
If Wisconsin said no to the Arrowhead line, the feds could still come in and build it if it was needed for national security. And Wisconsin is perceived as having a very vulnerable transmission system. So I would think that they would use that type of approach to try to get a line through, even if it was opposed by the state.
The American Transmission Company is trying to get approval to build the Arrowhead Weston line. But ATC's Federal Affairs Director Nina Ploshin says they can't support this part of the energy bill either. They don't want the feds to take land.
No, because that assumes that the most expeditious way of building something is to condemn property. In fact, that's the last thing we want to do. And more often than not, we would much rather reach an agreement with landowners than have to go through a condemnation process, which is quite lengthy and quite difficult. That's our last resort.
Ploshin says the federal energy bill debate will resume this week, perhaps even today. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.